Ruby in the Waves. Ruby in the Waves. I went to town and ran a bunch of errands and took Ruby along. And we took Ruby to the Coronado Beach. And on the Coronado Beach, it's a doggy beach. And it is a very big beach, very long. And yesterday, as we went to the Coronado Beach, we were there about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And as we were around the beach, there were over 70 people with their dogs there. And the dogs were running free without a leash. And all the dogs were running up and saying hi to each other. They were being friendly to each other. And Ruby was one of the most friendly. One lady threw a ball for her dog, little tiny dog, and he ran into the water, into the ocean waves, and picked it up and came back to her. She threw it again and again and again, and the dog just never tired of doing it. And Ruby thought, I'm going to run with that dog. I'm going to run with that dog. And she ran with the dog, and the dog paid no attention to her. The dog had one pointedness on the ball that he was collecting. And he was having a super wonderful time. Now, Ruby ran into the waves, and she didn't think a thing about it. She leaped up in the air and jumped into the waves and ran forward. And she ran way out into the ocean. The beach was a slow-dropping beach, and she had lots of place to run. And she ran out into the ocean and jumped into the waves, and she was under the water and out of the water and around the water, just having the time of her life. She loved that long-stretching beach, that long-stretching place where she could get under the waves. And the waves came in great height, and they were 2 or 3 feet high, and she just loved it. She loved it because it was just another game to her, another toy to her, another amusement to her. And after every jump into the waves, she'd run back to me, and she'd want me to say, good girl, Ruby, good girl. Good girl, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. You're fantastic, Ruby, yes, you're wonderful. And Ruby would wag her tail and shake herself and then run back into the water again. And she'd run to every new dog that came on the beach, and she'd say, hi, I'm a friendly dog, and I love to play. You love to play, too? And they'd smell each other, and they'd run and jump and play. And the other dogs would go back to their masters, and Ruby would come back to me. And Ruby would walk out to the beach, and she would see Anita out there. And Anita was holding up her pant legs, and she was jumping in the surf also. Anita had just about as much good fun as Ruby did, because it was lots of fun, and it was lots of fun to do the things that they did. It was just a moment. Ruby would sit in the car, and she would be fantastic. We'd rub her down with a carpet, and she would dry in a minute. But she loved it. She loved it. She loved it. She was getting attention. She was getting attention, and she was going out into the waves, and the waves were giving her attention, and the other dogs were giving her attention, and we were giving her attention. But we were always standing there. We were always nearby. We were always available to Ruby, because no matter what she needed, no matter what she needed to have, we were there to share it with her. And we were there to share our pats on her head. And I had to jump back because I didn't have on my swim trunks. I just had on my pants and had to roll them up as I walked into the beach. And the sand was so beautiful, and it sucked underneath our feet. And the waves came in, and they were lovely. Ruby loves the waves. The waves to her were like another being saying, "You're fun to play with, you're fun to be with." And she was fun to play with and fun to be with. And the waves kept coming in, countless waves, eternally coming in. Not high enough for surfing, but high enough to make you realize that you are at the ocean. And you were enjoying yourself. And the water was warm as toast. It was such a lovely day. We wished we'd brought our swimsuits along that we could have gone swimming in there, but it really wasn't deep enough for us. We'd have to be lying down or walking out a great distance to find where it got deep enough for us to get underneath the water. But that slow, slanting beach was just wonderful for Ruby. It was just wonderful for her needs. And Ruby truly loved everything she did. Wherever we went, she was a fabulous dog. And everyone looked at her and said, "I love that dog. I love that dog." Because Ruby had such a lovable look on her face. And no matter what we did, people said, "I love that dog." We took a piece of the Swimex in to have the motor checked by a motor dealer. And we put it in the back of the car and took it in. And we opened the car as we drove it into the big building that housed the motor repair place. And Ruby jumped out of the car and ran around the building checking all over, because at night there's a guard dog on duty there. But during the day, it was just the people who were working there. And Ruby loved to be with the people who were working there. And she'd go over and sniff them and say, "Pop here." Not interesting, because they were doing their jobs. They were doing the work that they were there to do. And we walked into the office, and the lady there was just as gentle and kind. She says, "I love that dog. I love that dog. That is a wonderful dog." Oh, and she petted Ruby, and she snuggled Ruby, and Ruby truly and loved it. She just excites that sort of thing about everybody. She excites everybody loving her. She excites everybody finding her to be a beautiful dog. Now, here she is, an American Pit Bull, one that people sometimes think is a rough dog. But she was not a rough dog. She was a loving, gentle, perfect dog that goes around loving everybody. Oh, when people are a little tense with her, she'll bark at them gently and she'll say, "Don't you know I'm a nice girl? Don't you know I'm a nice being? Don't you know that?" And then she'd wag her tail and wag her tail, merely throwing it off her body. And finally the people would look at her and say, "You are a wonderful dog." They instantly fall in love with her because she is so lovable. You and I can have that same wonderful experience. We can be Ruby running in the waves, or we can be gentle, loving inside ourselves, so that everyone who comes in our presence says, "That is a beautiful person. That is a loving person. That's a wonderful person. That's a fantastic person. That's a person that's easy to love, easy to know, easy to appreciate." And that's who you and I are. That's who you and I are. We are easy to love and easy to appreciate, because loving is our nature. And just as Ruby is unconditionally loving of all the dogs and all the beings in her world, and she wants to get to know them and get to associate with them, sometimes people back away because they don't understand such overwhelming love. But you and I, we do, because we know that it's up to us to create in our world love, create in our life love, create in our experience love. And that's why everywhere we go and everything we do, we say, "I love you. I love you. I love you." And we know that Ruby is saying, "I love you. I love you. I love you." And all is peace with the world.